The Stockdale Paradox. Retain faith that you will prevail in the end, regardless of the difficulties. And at the same time, confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. I never really considered my walk with Stockdale as part of my research into great companies, categorizing it more as a personal rather than corporate lesson, but as we unraveled the research evidence, I kept coming back to it in my own mind. Finally, one day during a research team meeting, I shared the Stockdale story. There was silence around the table when I finished, and I thought, they must think I'm really out in left field. Then Dwayne Duffy, a quiet and thoughtful team member who had done the A&P versus Kroger analysis, said, that's exactly what I've been struggling with. I've been trying to get my hands around the essential difference between A&P and Kroger, and that's it. Kroger was like Stockdale, and A&P was like the optimists who always thought they'd be out by Christmas. Then other team members began to chime in, noting the same difference between their comparison sets. Wells Fargo versus Bank of America, both facing deregulation. Kimberly-Clark versus Scott Paper, both facing the terrible might of Procter & Gamble. Pitney Bowes versus Adressograph, both facing the loss of their monopolies. Nucor versus Bethlehem Steel, both facing imports, and so forth. They all demonstrated this paradoxical psychological pattern, and we dubbed it the Stockdale Paradox. The Stockdale Paradox is a signature of all those who create greatness, be it in leading their own lives or in leading others. Churchill had it during the Second World War. Admiral Stockdale, like Viktor Frankl before him, lived it in a prison camp. And while our good-to-great companies cannot claim to have experienced either the grandeur of saving the free world or the depth of personal experience of living in a POW camp, they all embraced the Stockdale Paradox. It didn't matter how bleak the situation or how stultifying their mediocrity, they all maintained unwavering faith that they would not just survive, but prevail as a great company. And yet, at the same time, they became relentlessly disciplined at confronting the most brutal facts of their current reality. Like much of what we found in our research, the key elements of greatness are deceptively simple and straightforward. The good-to-great leaders were able to strip away so much noise and clutter and just focus on the few things that would have the greatest impact. They were able to do so in large part because they operated from both sides of the Stockdale Paradox, never letting one side overshadow the other. If you are able to adopt this dual pattern, you will dramatically increase the odds of making a series of good decisions and ultimately discovering a simple yet deeply insightful concept for making the really big choices. And once you have that simple unifying concept, you will be very close to making a sustained transition to breakthrough results. It is to the creation of that concept that we now turn.